Blog Talk Radio.
Deliverance Live Blog Talk Radio with your host, Apostle Gregory Martin. Your co-host tonight is Elder Anthony Mason and Minister Nikki Cuthbert. We appreciate your continual listening in, tuning in, sending your prayer requests in, and also your comments that you have given us over the weeks here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, Deliverance Live is designed to bring the broadcast right into your living room, right into your cars, wherever you may be. And I think we have a great subject here on tonight. For our panel on this evening, we've got Minister Anthony Mason. We've got Elder Anthony Mason, and then Prophetess Tracy Washington, Minister Kenneth Davis, Minister Daniel Martin, and also Evangelist Yvette Watson, and Minister April Rees, Prophetess Tasha Taylor, and Minister Antoinette Martin, and Prophetess Duffy Davis. So I believe we've got a great panel here tonight. Also, I think we have a pretty good subject that may apply to our listening audience here on tonight, and our subject is restoration. Have you ever felt that you needed God to restore something to you, give you back something, or bring you back into a position or place that you were once with him? The Winans put out a song, Restoration Has Already Come. And I believe that restoration will already come for you tonight because God wants to restore his people. He wants to restore the great things, the good things that he's already invested in you. He wants to restore those things that you may feel like you've lacked or lacking, or those things that he may have spoken to you. Sometimes we need a vision to be restored to us. Sometimes we need a revelation to be restored to our understanding. Sometimes we just need God to restore a lot of the good old things that we used to know and used to do. And sometimes we need God to just move in the midst of us, to move upon us, pour out his spirit upon us, and restore some great things to us. Because in the midst of so much trouble and turmoil that people can often feel within and without, we must remember and believe that Jesus Christ, he have never left us alone and never will leave us alone. And not only that, he'll never forsake us. And if at any time we need God to move for us, we need God to move for us now, to restore some things, as I said in the offset. Keeping in mind that nothing sneaks up on God, nothing takes him by surprise. Because Psalms 94:8 says, he that formed the ear, shall he not hear? And he that formed the eye, shall he not see? He sees all. He hears all. And not only that, but he answers everybody that will call upon him in faith and in truth. Jesus said the Father seeks people. He's looking for people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And in the midst of all of this, though, there's often trials and temptations and troubles, infirmities and sicknesses and oppression that has a way of making people feel helpless, alone, forsaken, and sometimes even forgotten. And over a period of time, these things can wear on your soul, drain strength from your body, and leave you weak and vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. Not only that, but I want you to keep in mind that God sees it all. He knows exactly what's taking place, when it's taking place, and he's got you at heart. Because the scripture says, God is not a God afar off, but he's a God at hand. That means he's like that, the arm, end of your arm. Your hand is at the end of your arm. God is a God at hand. He will never leave you. He'll never fail you. He knows how to restore things to you. And see, and some of you need God to restore your finances that are listening to me. God will do it. And then for you that are bound and going through by the enemy, you need God to turn around and restore your deliverance, restore your health. You need God to restore just your joy. You need God to restore. Maybe you got a whole list that you need God to restore unto you. Well, God says, as he did with the children of Israel down in Egypt in Exodus 3 and 8, I will come down to deliver you. And then Nahum 1 and 13 says, when he comes, he will break his yoke. Talking about the yoke of the enemy. I don't care how he's coming. He'll break his yoke from off of your neck. Why? Because Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given into my hands. In other words, the devil ain't running nothing but his mouth. And also those that are living in a sinful and a backward condition. But I'm not talking about them tonight. I'm talking about you as a believer. God says, I'm going to come to your rescue. I'm going to come in. I'm going to restore some things to you. Because of Jeremiah 33 and 3 said, call upon me. He said, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. If you call upon him, in the day of trouble, in the day of distress, and you're going through, God says, I'm going to hear your prayer. And not only that, he's going to restore some things to you. So your restoration can begin today. It can begin tonight. It can begin on tomorrow or sometime on this week or when you get through hearing this broadcast or while you're listening to this broadcast. Your restoration can begin. And as I said in the offset, our panel is, I think we have a great panel here tonight that will also give us some information concerning what God will restore you or restore to you or give to you and give back to you or bring you back into a position or relationship with him. God will restore all of these things. And for the first person I want to call on my panel tonight, it's Elder Anthony Mason. Elder Mason, will you share with the Blog Talk listeners on tonight those things that God will restore unto them?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Apostle. I was sitting here going over my scriptures and everything, and God will restore grace unto you. A lot of people, this topic is really good because a lot of people think that God won't restore them or they're too far gone and they can't be restored back into a place in God where they once were, but God will restore grace unto you. A lot of people think that it's sin that they've committed or something that they've done is keeping them separated from God, but God will restore grace unto them. 2 Corinthians 13 and 9 said, for we are glad when we are weak that you are strong. Talking about God is strong. And this we wish, even your perfection. We're striving for perfection. Even though we're not perfect people, even though we're not perfect, we can always be restored and through God's grace. James 4 and 6 said, but he giveth more grace. When you feel like you're lacking somewhere in God's grace, or you feel like you're lacking somewhere in the spiritual realm, God will give you even more grace, even though more than the way he's already given, he'll restore more grace unto you. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. If you would just humble yourself, or you feel like you're falling away, feel like you're going in the wrong direction, feel like you have need restoration through grace, God just said, if you will humble yourself, he will give grace unto you. And my last scripture basically is, well, I have two more scriptures, but the one, 1 Peter 5 and 10 said, but the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish and strengthen and settle you. God is God of all grace. He'll give you all grace, any point of grace where you need, you feel like you've fallen short in your life, God will restore grace unto you. 1 Corinthians 5 and 10, which is one of my favorite scriptures, says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. God's grace has brought me back to a place where I can be what God has called me to be, and his grace which has bestowed upon me was not in vain. God has given you grace, and his grace will not be in vain. His grace will restore you. His grace will lift you. His grace will bring you back. And I remember my favorite verses to one of my favorite artists' songs that say that God will give you grace that will restore. God will give you grace that redeems. God will give you grace that releases miracles. God will give you grace that repairs holes in your life. God will give you grace that even gives you visions and dreams. God will restore grace into your life if you allow him to restore you through grace.
God will give you grace. He will, I like the scripture that you use, he will make you perfect. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. He will settle you and make you perfect. And what God wants to do, even if you're going through, even if these things apply to you, he's got grace to give you. And I'm so glad about that. Now I want to go to Prophetess Tracy Washington. Prophetess Washington, will you share with our Blog Talk listeners what God will restore a person to, or how God can restore or bring a person back into restoration. Prophetess Washington.
Amen, Apostle Martin. I'm reading in Psalms 51 and 12, and it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. God will restore. You can get your joy, have your joy restored back unto you. Sometimes, like you said earlier, Pastor Martin, sin can make us feel like we are separated or distant from God, and then that'll just get us all in a place of where we're no longer joyful or excited or even happy about salvation. But if you just confess your sins, and God will restore your joy. Also in Psalms 16:11, it says, thou wilt shew me the path of life in the presence of fullness. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And in Philippians 4:4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So in spite of your circumstances, always maintain your joy, knowing that Jesus will always be with us. And like you said, Apostle Martin, he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Praise the Lord. You know, and as you were talking, Prophetess Washington, the Lord brought a scripture to me, and that's in Nehemiah 2:2. The king said unto me, and the king was asking Nehemiah, he said, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. So the thing is, you got a lot of people today, they have no joy. They come to church looking down. They come to church sad. They act like it's a trial just being in the presence of God. But the thing is, in his presence is, you quoted it in Psalm 16:11, in his presence is a fullness of joy. Joy is Jesus over you. Jesus doing everything you need him to do. He's just that kind of God who will humble himself just to hear your littlest whisper and give you joy even in the midst of everything you're going through. A minister, Daniel Martin, would you also share with us tonight what a restoration can do for people on tonight? All right, Minister Daniel Martin.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Pastor Martin. I have the nice subject of restoration of blessings. Now, everybody loves to be blessed by God. Now, in Psalms 67:7, says, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Now, we know if you fear God, you'll hear God, and you'll hearken to his voice, as in Deuteronomy 28:28 says, and the first verse says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently into the voice of the Lord God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, the Lord thy God shall set thee high above all the nations of the earth. Then he said, all the blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of God. And the third verse said, blessed are thou, blessed shall there be in the city, blessed that shall be in the field, blessed that shall be the fruits of the body, the fruits of the ground, the fruits of their cattle, the increase of their kin, the flocks of their sheep, blessed in their basket, blessed in their store, blessed when they come in, blessed when they go out, if you hearken to the voice of God. And this last verse, on the seventh verse, I love this verse. It said, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee, smitten before thy face. Thou shalt come out. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. God will be with you regardless. God is faithful. If you hearken to his voice, if you seek his face, the blessings of the Lord, he shall restore. He shall increase. So if you listen to the Lord, be with God, abide with God, he will answer all your prayers and all of your needs. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is good. People, I really feel sometimes that people are running from various types of blessings, and they don't realize that blessings are chasing them. And according to what you just read to us, Minister Martin, the blessings not only will come upon them, the blessings is trying to overtake them. And God's blessing is just like that. Sometimes we have to stand still and see or know that God is God and that he wants to do for us just because he wants to do for us. The blessings of God is designed to overtake a person, to come upon you, overtake you. Not only that, but set you on high. And not only that, but be a blessing to you in the city and in the field. And when you come in and when you go out, when you rise up and when you lie down, all of the blessings of God, my God, is beyond imagination of what he wants to give to us. And what he wants to restore to us. The blessings of restoration, the restorations of blessings. All right, I want to go to, at this point, Evangelist Yvette Watson. Evangelist Yvette, would you please tell us, and our listening audience, those things that can be, that God will use to restore, or how God wants to restore our listening audience.
Apostle Martin, good evening. I was thinking about the area of where a lot of people may need to be restored in is they need to have restoration of the presence of God. And I know a lot of people wonder, okay, exactly what do you mean need to be restored by restoration of the presence of God? And the first thing when I thought about this topic, I thought of was the children of Israel. And in the book of Samuel, the first Samuel, second through the fourth chapter, and it simply talks about how the children of Israel were committing trespasses and how Eli's sons were committing whoredom in the church and they were worshiping idols and doing all type of other things that was against God's will and against God's commandment. And in the midst of them doing all of this, going about their own lives, committing sins and trespassing, the Philistines, which was the enemy, came against them. And when they came against them, it stole the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God. So what I'm saying is the enemy came in and it took the presence of God from them. And Israel knew at that point they needed to be restored. They needed the restoration from God to restore the presence of God into their life. But it wasn't until after they repented that the Ark of the Covenant was restored. And I began to think about how some people, even on tonight, may feel as if they have lost contact with the presence of God or may feel like they have been distanced from God due to sins and trespasses. But the first thing you need to do is repent, because the scripture says in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of God. So first thing we need to do is to repent in order to have the presence of God in your lives. And I began to think about how with Joshua, when they were headed over to Jordan, one thing I like about this one scripture is the scripture said, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of God and the priests of the Levites bearing it, that you should remove from that place and go after it. Now, after you've repented, after you've asked God to forgive you,
after you've done all of that, then you go after the presence of God more, like you have never wanted nothing else in your life. You got to want the presence of God in your life more than anything. And another way is to get restoration of the presence of God is the Bible says in Psalms 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So you have to want the presence of God more than anything. You have to get in that secret place and ask God to restore you, Lord God. Restore, oh God. And then I thought about the scripture in Psalms 51:11, and it says you have to get to the point where you're telling God, cast me not away from your presence, thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me, Lord God. And then you have to be willing to do what they told the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endowed with the power from on high. You got to get into that secret place, and you got to tarry there until God completely restores his presence into your life. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, that was a mouthful. I tell you, I've learned something. I've heard something. And what I got out of what you were saying, Minister Watson, Evangelist Watson, is that we need a refreshing from on high. We need, I mean, not just myself, not just our panel, not just the Blog Talk listeners, but we all need, all of the people of God need a refreshing from on high. And you brought it out so well, how that, but in Psalms 91:1, in order to get that, you got to enter into the secret place of the Most High. In that secret place, there is a great restoration of both signs, wonders, miracles, his very presence. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, and that's nothing but the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So when you go into prayer, you enter into the secret place. And when you come out, you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, when you pray, go into your closet, enter into your secret place, shut the door, and then your Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward you openly. I tell you, restoration can be now. Matter of fact, it can be tonight. As you're listening to the panelists here, as you're listening to Deliverance Live, your restoration can be right now. And if you're on listening to us, we're getting ready to go to break in a few minutes. But if you're listening to us and you need God to restore some things to you, we're going to go to break in the next few minutes. But we want you to call us at 215-385-5866. That's 215-385-5866. Because I believe that God has a restoration for you that's listening to our voice. With that being said, I want to go to Minister Antoinette Martin. Minister Antoinette, would you speak to us concerning the restoration that you believe that God is wanting to give to his people even on this night?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. Restoration, it makes me think about regaining some stuff that you've lost. And when you walk away from God, you can lose many things, including your strength. And, you know, strength is something that we need, you know, in our daily walk with God. But if you humble yourself and turn back to the Lord, he'll restore your strength back to you. You know, God commands it, and he wants us to be strong. Psalm 68:28 says, thy God has commanded thy strength. You know, sometimes we might get a little tired, or we might get weak from all the battles, and, you know, we tend to back down, and, you know, we just tend to give up. But even in the midst of all that, you know, we might even become fearful. But if we just look to God and we trust in his word, oh my God, he'll give us our strength back. You know, in Isaiah 40:29 says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. So God will restore your strength unto you if you just pray and let him. Amen.
I hear people all the time say, I need strength. I need God to strengthen me. I need strength. And I agree with you, Minister Martin. People need strength on a day-by-day basis, especially what we've got to deal with in the day and time we're living in. There is a necessity that people ask God, seek God for strength. He said in Jeremiah, as I said, in the offset in Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me. But we've got to do that in the day of trouble, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. And one of those things, he will restore strength, especially when we're feeling weak. Many people are feeling weak today. Many people need the strength of the Most High God to strengthen them. The Lord is our strength. And if we trust him, call upon him, rely upon him, God will come in and strengthen us with his own strength. Sometime when I'm praying, I'm saying, God, I need your strength on the inside. While dealing with the church, so I say, God, I need your strength on the inside. And if we'll ask God for strength, if we'll believe God for strength and pray to God for strength, I believe God will restore the strength that we need at the time we need it, at the most vulnerable times, at the most distressing times, at the most times where we just don't feel like we can take another step, go another mile, climb another mountain, overcome another situation. God will give us strength. And I like that. Our strength and help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. All right? God bless you. Now, we're getting ready to go to break. And as we get ready to go to break, I want to remind our listening audience, that's 215-385-5866, 215-385-5866. You can call in your prayer request. We got other panelists that's getting ready to come on the other side of break, but we want to get ready to go to break. Call the number again, 215-385-5866, because this is a time of restoration. This is a time when God want to restore you. He don't want you to stay where you are feeling, if you will, belittling yourself or feeling inadequate to accomplish the things concerning his will. God wants to restore grace. He wants to restore mercy. He wants to restore his power. He wants to restore his authority. He wants to restore help to you that are needing God to restore things to you. Call that number. We'll pray for you. And we'll be asking God that he strengthen you. Now we're getting ready to go to break. And this is Apostle Gregory Martin saying, I'll see you on the other side of break, talking about restoration.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, closing every door. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love.
On the line tonight before we get to Minister Natasha.
All right.
I have a question from our family in California, Minister Chris. Mm-hmm. Amen. Minister Chris.
Praise the Lord. Good Praise evening, Lord. Everyone. I have a question. Well, Apostle Martin, I heard your scripture that you quoted from Nehemiah earlier, and I wanted to get that again because I didn't have time to write it down. I was driving. But I want to write that scripture down because it was ministering to me. But my question is regarding restoration. You know, when you've fallen, you've asked God to forgive you, and you believe He has forgiven you, and you're not in, you know, the things that you used to be in. But maybe you don't run as hard as you used to run. Maybe you don't pray like you used to pray. Maybe your excitement is not like it used to be. How do you hold on to restoration, or how do you believe that you are restored or being restored, even though you don't feel or look like you used to look or do like you used to do?
All right. It's good to hear from you, Chris. I appreciate you calling in on tonight. The Bible says in Philippians 6 and 12, fight the good fight of faith. In other words, once you've fallen and you've gotten back up, well, then the thing is in that you immediately have to fight against, number one, your feelings. I heard you speak about your feelings. You got to fight against your feelings. Your feelings, for any believer, your feelings can be your worst enemy. Because the Bible said, excuse me, in Luke 10 and 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the Lord gave us power over all the power of the enemy. But our greatest enemy is us. That's because we already got power over the devil. The Lord gave it to us. So my feelings, people are drowning in their feelings. Your feelings will become your greatest enemy because it won't allow you to accept what God is saying. Our feelings can hurt us. Our feelings can literally bury us. Our feelings can take us back to where we used to be, and that's why we got to fight against the feelings of oppression, depression, against the feelings of failure, against the feelings of setback, against those feelings that the enemy brings and say, you can't do it. You're not able to do it. You're not where you are. Your feelings don't let you feel. But you've got to, another thing you got to do is confess the word that is saying things that are different from what you feel at any given time. You must do like Jesus did in the Luke, the 4th chapter. He went down into the synagogue in the 18th verse, and he picked up the book and found the place that was written concerning him. He found the place that was written, Chris, concerning him. God got scriptures in there that are written concerning us. And we got to find those scriptures that will be appropriate for whatever we're experiencing or going through. Remember, feelings is almost like fear. Like fear is false evidence that appears real. Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence that appear real. So your feelings can be just like that. If you will, your feelings can turn around and cause you to make you feel that you are sick, you are inflicted, or afflicted, rather, not inflicted, but afflicted, and maybe that the enemy has turned around and be working against you and working against your mind, which a lot of times he does, but you can use the word of God, and you can defeat your enemy and just find the place where it's written concerning what you may be feeling at any given time. Because the Bible said in Job 22 and about 29, to them that are down, there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. The scripture you asked me about, Chris, that's Nehemiah 2 and 2. That's Nehemiah 2 and 2. Why is thy countenance sad, seeing that thou art not sick? And as I said, within a lot of people are feeling sad and down, but they're not sick. They're not sick. But the enemy got them feeling that way. But the joy of the Lord, one of the panelists talked about joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and keep your mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. I hope I've answered your that question, Chris.
Amen. Yes, you have. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime. Tell your wife we say hello, and it's good to hear from you here on tonight. Now let's go to Prophetess Tasha Taylor. All right. Will you actually share with the Blog Talk listeners concerning some of the things that God restores and God will restore unto them? And let's see if we can give people the hope that is in Jesus Christ and be like Abraham, hope even against hope. When hope seemed to fail, hope even against hope. Prophetess Tasha Taylor.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. What restoration brings that I have is deliverance. And deliverance means to be set free or liberated. And the Bible says in Psalms 44:4, thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. And deliverance, when restoration comes and deliverance takes place, it brings you out of some things. It sets you free from bondage. A lot of times people are bound by whatever may be condemnation. They may be bound by whatever they're going through in their life, whatever the past was. And with bondage, you can't do anything. So when restoration comes, it sets you free. It causes deliverance to take place. The Bible says in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering the sight of the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. So we're looking at deliverance, to preach deliverance to the captives. So when you're bound, you're captive. So when Jesus quoted that, or he spoke that in Luke 4:18, he came that you may be set free. It might be somebody listening on tonight that may be bound in their mind, but restoration can bring you deliverance from that. And when you are set, if you've never been bound and you actually experience deliverance, it is an awesome thing. It is the most awesome thing that can happen to you because you're liberated, you're free. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I love this particular scripture in Acts 7:34. And this is God speaking, or and says, I have seen the afflictions of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and I am come to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. Egypt means bondage. So God heard the cries of his people. Somebody's crying out tonight. And God is hearing your cry, and you're listening to this broadcast. But we want you to know that you restoration can bring you deliverance. But I love the fact that deliverance, because it, even for my own personal self, deliverance means a lot to me, even on tonight. So somebody is, can be delivered. Restoration can bring deliverance in your life from whatever it is. It's nothing that God cannot deliver you from.
Let's consider one matter. And that is, we're dealing with God. God, and then God is dealing with his people. God is able. We're talking about all power. He that declared that all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. God is able to do far more and exceedingly and abundantly than those things we're even to, able to ask or think. So God is the kind of God that he loves to deliver his people. And deliverance, I enjoyed your prophetess, Taylor, when deliverance brings forth a, once a person can get delivered, I'm in agreement with you, it's like a fresh breath air, a breath of fresh air. It's like a refreshing from on high. It's like a rejoicing of the heart. It's like a renewing of the spirit. Once we feel delivered, once God delivered us, and this is one of the things that God will restore unto us, and that is deliverance. Tell you what, that's why he said, call upon me. Call upon me. God says, call upon me. I will answer you. Call upon me. I will hear you. Call upon you. Call upon me. I will give you not only the desires of your heart, but he'll make ways out of no ways. He'll bring you out and keep you out, bring you through and keep you out. But that's what deliverance will do. Restoration, restoration concerning deliverance. God, people need to be restored. After they've been delivered, they need to be restored. They need to be restored into those places where they feel like that they are not there again. It's the enemy that tries to put up blocks and put up barriers in the spirit of the mind and then turn around and try to make a person feel that God hasn't really forgiven them. God hasn't really given them the ability to overcome. God is still holding something against them. But that's a block that the enemy tried to put in the mind. But that's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and then bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ and to the obedience of his word. All right, now let me go to our next panelist. I want to go to Minister Kenneth Davis. Minister Kenneth Davis, again, share with our listening audience of those things that God is restoring people to in these days and times.
Well, Pastor Martin, one of the things that he'll do is restore your health. And he always said there's some terms and conditioning and some things you got to understand. Like Exodus 15:26, it says, thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight. I will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Then Deuteronomy 32:39 says, see now that I, even I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. And then Proverbs 4:21-22 says, do not let them depart from your eyes. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. for they are light to those who find them and health unto all their flesh. And if those things are because of what he did for us, Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And Jeremiah 30:17 says, for I will restore health unto thee. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because thou called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, of whom no man seeketh after. And Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. So we know that God will heal you and deliver you and restore your health. And one of the good examples is Matthew 8:2-3, where it says, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, which was a great key, and said, I am willing. Be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. So we understand God is willing to restore your health no matter what it is. He's willing to do it. Only thing you got to do is believe, come to him, and hearken into his word. Hold him, you know, like he said, keep them in the midst of thine heart, because they will be helping to all your flesh. So restoration of health, that's what he'll do for you.
He will restore health unto you. I like that Jeremiah 30:17. I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds. And so many people have been wounded in ministry. So many people have been wounded in the church. So many people have been wounded in the family. But God said, I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds. If you want God to heal you, then he will say it for me in a day or 12, and I will answer you. And not only that, I love that part. You heard me quote it time and time again. I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds. And not only that, he says, I will also show you great and mighty things which you know not. All right? Now, when we are looking, or we are talking about, rather, restoration, we're looking at the fact that God is ready to restore people. And maybe your restoration hasn't come as quick as you have liked it, but tonight can be your night. Today can be your day. This can be the first day of the rest of your life. And with that being said, I want to go to Minister April Reeves. Minister April Reeves, talk to us concerning our restoration on tonight and how that people that are listening can be restored on tonight. Talk to us, Minister Reeves.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. I have restoration of peace. And I looked up restoration and I looked up peace. And restoration means to restore, to rebuild, or to revive. It also means renewal. And then when I looked up the word peace, it means freedom from disturbance. And that's anything that will aggravate you or harm you. And God wants to restore his people with his spirit of peace, whether you need peace on your job or in your family or in your mind or even within yourself. God wants you to have a sound mind. He also will give you peace in the midst of confusion and even in the midst of your enemy. St. John 14:27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus. So let God restore you. Don't allow the enemy to take what he has not given to you. God, peace is yours. Amen.
Amen. God, peace. I love what you said, Minister Reeves, when you said restoration means to restore, renew, and revive. Restoration means to restore, renew, and to revive. And I'm reminded of the book of Hosea, where the where God is speaking in the book of Hosea. He says, listen, I'm going to restore health unto you. And at the same time, he's saying this, after the first day, within He says, I'm going to restore unto you, and the second day I'm going to revive you, and then the third day I'm going to raise you up. In Hosea, God says, I'm going to revive you. I'm going to raise you up. We need him. We're waiting. We're looking for God to do just what he says, and I believe God will do just what he says, a restoration of renewal. There comes a time where we have to be renewed, and we need to renew our faith and renew our trust. And it kind of reminds me of the eagle that my wife was preaching about that goes up on the backside of the mountain, pluck all the feathers off of him, then beat his beak against the side of the mountain, get in a secret place, and at that time, what he do? He stays there until his feathers are renewed, grow out again, his beak come back on again, and he's ready at that time to fly higher than he ever flew before. Time of renewal. Now I want to go to Minister Delphi Davis. I enjoyed your minister Reeves. I want to go right now to Prophetess Delphi Davis. Would you also give us something in these closing times that we can look for God to restore unto us in these days?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Martin. When you was talking about restoration, faith came to mind, and I thought about, you know, what restoration meant, and it means to restore. And then I also thought about who can restore anything but God. And I said, now, God, you know what? I've been in a place where I needed God to restore my faith because maybe trials or things that were happening around me, things that I couldn't understand, and just at a point in my life where my faith was really tested and tried. And I really was in a place where I needed God to restore my faith. And maybe somebody on the line tonight is in that place. They need God to restore them. And I thought about, I was at a place where in the book of Luke, it was Luke the 22nd and the starting at the 31st verse, when the Lord said unto Simon, he said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I pray that your faith fail you not. And that's where we have to be as Christians. We got to pray for one another that their faith don't fail them, because faith is what allow us to trust and believe God that he is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I know that faith is such a awesome thing to have, because without faith, it is impossible to believe God for anything. I remember starting off in my Christian walk in the beginning, I believed God for almost anything my little mind could think of. But then along my journey, things began to happen where my faith was tested and tried, where you begin to say, God, why this happening? And my faith began to say, can God, will God? But then I needed God to restore my faith. And maybe that's where somebody is tonight. They need God to restore. God, can you heal? Yes, he can. We got to build up ourselves in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We got to have faith in order to even make it in. You got to have faith just to believe God, to believe that God died and that he rose again. So that's why the enemy like to snatch our faith away. He don't want us to have no faith. He don't want us to believe in God for anything. But God is here tonight to restore that faith that was once taken, or you felt like it was taken, because the enemy wants us to think that we don't have faith so that we don't believe God anymore. But that's not so, because the Bible said if we just have faith, the grain the size of a mustard seed, just a little bit of faith. And then I'm going to get ready, close and say this, but even in 2 Corinthians, the 4th verse in the 13th, it's the 4th chapter and the 13th verse, says we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore speak. So when you have faith, you just got to act on what is already there. If it's just a little bit of faith, don't let the enemy take the little bit of faith that you already have. That's why God is here tonight, to restore the faith that you once had in him. And, you know, I think it's an awesome thing to operate in the spirit of faith, because there's a measure of faith and then there's a spirit of faith that we also can operate in. So I'm just here to encourage somebody on tonight that maybe the enemy have taunted you behind your faith walk in Christ, but God is here tonight to restore your faith in God.
Restoration of faith. You use the word awesome. I think the scripture you gave in the 22nd chapter of the book of Luke and the 32nd verse said what Jesus, he said, Satan has desired to have you and sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. It is so awesome to me that the Son of the living God is praying for us consistently, continually. He's making intercessions for us. The Bible says such a high priest that we have that have gone into the heavens, that are making intercessions for us and for them that are out of the way. That's awesome to me. He that have loved us so much that he wanted to restore our faith, he's praying for us. For God is no respecter of persons. If he prayed for Peter, he's praying for us. And it's just like what Minister Kenneth Davis was talking about with the leopard that came to Jesus. Jesus, and as Jesus made mention that if you will, you can make me whole. Well, Jesus cleared up all doubt about the will of God. The man knew that Jesus had the ability to do that. When Jesus cleared up all doubt, I will, and you make you whole. And the man became whole. And like what you're talking about, Prophetess Davis, how that your faith and that you can't do nothing. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And many people will come into the presence of God and then go out of the presence of God and still won't exercise their faith. But God will restore the spirit of faith and then give you a measure of faith whereby you may be able to please him in your faith walk. And we thank God on tonight. Our message and our subject tonight is restoration. And we're believing God that God is going to restore you that are listening to us. Maybe you didn't call in. Maybe you didn't get a chance to get in. But we're getting ready to pray for you anyway, that regardless of your condition, regardless of your situation, our panelists have covered almost 9 different ways that God will restore. He will restore your health. He will restore your peace, your joy, your deliverance. He will restore your grace. He will restore strength. He will restore your faith. And not only that, he will restore his presence, bring you back into his presence. God will do this. Let me pray for our listening audience. Father, in the name of Jesus, as our listening audience is going forth, in the name of Jesus, I want you to touch them. In Jesus' name, lay your hands, those nail-scarred hands, upon them, Lord. And, oh God, heal them, deliver them, give them peace in their mind, give them rest in their bodies, give them strength in their soul and spirit, help them to overcome all things, both near and afar, wherever they may be, whatever they may be going through. Do it for them, Jesus, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, and we thank you for the Blog Talk panelists that have shared with us the information tonight, and we thank you for your care and your concern. In Jesus' name, until next time, this is Apostle Gregory Martin. I want to give you back into the hands of our co-host, Elder Anthony Mason, to have the last words and this on tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. We'd like to thank you tonight for listening in to Blog Talk Radio, Deliverance Live with Apostle Gregory Martin. We ask you to join us again on Thursday night for another broadcast, and also listen in on Friday night for our Sunday morning replay. We thank you for joining us at Deliverance Unlimited International Church, 2426 Valen Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. We'll be glad to have you and where deliverance is yours. Thank you again for listening to Blog Talk Radio, and we ask that you have a great and wonderful night.